Early in the winter of 1843, Charles Dickens made his way through the nighttime streets of London, England. He was in the middle of writing A Christmas Carol, walking 20 miles a night when all the sober folks had gone to bed, as he later told a friend. But what did Dickens see as he walked through those darkened streets? He could have looked up to spot Ebenezer Scrooge peering out a high window, or glimpsed down a darkened alley to watch Tiny Tim make his way slowly across the cobblestones. Dickens could have crossed a street where he had played as a boy and come face to face with a memory from his childhood. I lounged about the streets insufficiently and unsatisfactorily fed, he later wrote. I know that, but for the mercy of God, I might have been, for any care that was taken of me, a little robber or a vagabond. A robber, a vagabond, another face belonging to the teeming underclass. There wasn't much that separated Dickens from the children he'd grown up with, children he'd worked with in the shoe-blacking factory or met while staying in debtor's prison with his father. In Dickens' imagination, in his mind's eye, these faces were never far from view. He vowed that with A Christmas Carol he would strike a sledgehammer blow for these children, the poor man's children. It was 6 weeks before Christmas. As Dickens walked, he might have seen a few sprigs of holly in a shop window, but there was no Santa Claus, no Christmas trees or Christmas cards. Many of the traditions of the holiday that we celebrate today were not in place in 1843. Authors in England wrote of better times, nostalgic stories about the kinds of